So today, before I start this story, I want to know something from you. Have you ever been in this kind of situation where you are in trouble and you actually don't know what to do about it? If that's so you need to hear this story, The Magical Hat. Hey, my darling, you're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And this story is going to tell you a lot about how to handle trouble. Let's start it. The Magical Hat. A great while ago, when the world was full of wonders, there was this fisherman who went for fishing, but something happened to him. He lost his boat due to heavy storm, but somehow he managed to reach to the shore. But when he returned home, he said to his wife, "Honey, I'm very upset today. I lost the only boat I had. I'm so worried. What are we going to do for our living?" "Oh, my sweetheart, don't worry. Don't worry, please. You can anytime build a new boat out of a tree trunk." "Oh, my darling, that's a brilliant idea. I would like to go for the forest right away." The very night, the fisherman went in a search of a tree trunk. But unfortunately, he got lost in the woods. "How would I return home now? It's already too dark here. Let me see if I could find someone to help me." And finally, the fisherman found a house at the distance. So he went there to seek help. He knocked its door, and there came an old couple. "What can I do for you, young man?"
"Sir, I couldn't find my way out of the woods. Can I please stay in your house till the sun comes up?"
Sure, young man. Come in, please." After some time, the fisherman was hungry, and he thought of asking if the old couple has anything to eat at home. So he said,
Sir, I'm starving. Do you have anything to eat at home?"
"Oh, young man, just rest here. Let me bring you something. I will be back in a while. Just wait." The old couple left the place and entered a room. And here, the fisherman was very excited and was very eager to find out what they were preparing for dinner for him at this late night. So do you know what he did? He peeped into the room where the couple entered. And what he saw was something surprised him. They both wore a hat and vanished.
Oh, what just I saw? What they just do? These hats?
They look magical hats. Where are they?" The fisherman was there inside the room, and he also wore one of the hats. And then he ordered the hat to follow the couple. And the next moment, he was surprised to find him in a palace where there was so much food on the table. And what was he seeing? Those old couple was stealing the food. After seeing the old couple stealing the food, the fisherman said loudly to them, "Oh, now I know what you do. Oh, young man, oh, you shouldn't be here, I guess. It's scary. I think you should return with us. I think you don't tell me what I need to do. I would like to stay here and would like to eat."
Okay, as you wish, young man, but it's time for us to flee. Just take care of yourself."
After saying that, the old couple vanished. But this fisherman, he began to feed on everything that came to his sight. "Oh my goodness, what a delicious, wonderful dinner. I never had this kind of dinner ever in my life. So delicious." But after a while, there came in soldiers who caught him and took him to the king. And they said to the king,
"Majesty, finally, we have found the culprit. He's the one who was stealing food every day. We need to punish him. We need to punish him now."
"No, I didn't steal anything. I was just hungry and had my dinner. I never came here before, trust me."
Nobody listened to the fisherman. Finally, the king ordered to set fisherman on fire. Now, before doing that, he was asked his last wish. Now, fisherman, he thought for a while. He closed his eyes. He did some deep breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. And there he came with an idea. And he said,
Yeah, I really want to wear my hat. It really means a lot to me. Can you please allow me to wear that hat for the last time? Please."
All the soldiers laughed on his last wish. Really, they all laughed out loud. It sounded very funny to them. But finally, they put that hat on his head. And as soon as he wore the hat, he finally said to the hat loudly,
Let's go home, take me home."
And the fisherman vanished. And he reappeared in front of his home. And he was still tied to the big tree trunk. Now, seeing him like that, his wife asked him,
"Honey, I'm really glad to see you with a big tree trunk.
But why have you tied yourself to it?
That's called fate, my honey.
And later, the fisherman created a big boat out of this big tree trunk. And they lived their life happily ever after. Do you know today what we have learned from this fisherman? That if you are in trouble, listen to me carefully, darling. If you are in trouble, you don't think about the trouble. You need to focus on yourself. You need to close your eyes. Do some deep breathing. Inhale. Exhale. Do it 3 times and there you're gonna get the answer. Trust me. So the moral of the story is, thinking wisely at the right time will always help you. And how you're gonna do that? I've already told you. You need to close your eyes. Do deep breathing 3 times. And you're gonna come with the best answer for your question. Trust me, try that. But now what we need to try sleeping on time. So let's switch off a light and close our eyes and say good night, Panda Mama. Good night.